Welcome back to Sweet But Salty, the bliss point of podcasts. If you know my podcast, you know that I sometimes, or like most of the time, let's be honest, record an episode without knowing the title, without even knowing the topic sometimes, and somehow this is no exception, but somehow it is. Let me explain. So, no, I don't have a concept. I haven't laid out a plan of what to talk about. I just wing it because it's more fun and it's also more doable because podcasting is absolutely not my main job yet. But I sometimes write down certain thoughts or ideas for topics or themes I want to talk about, and I found this note in my table of contents that I keep. And I just jotted down this question: why is everyone so fake? In typical me style, I wanted to answer this question based on myself and my own life, and based on a very honest self-assessment. So I just wrote down this thought: maybe everything I talked about so far was just something I repeated after hearing it from someone else. And I hope this pause actually tells you that I really need to think about this, and I really am thinking about this. And I often use my podcast somehow as somewhat of a diary, but also as a tool to think out loud. And it works fairly well, I gotta say. Honestly, I do not think that everything I talked about was something I repeated after hearing it somewhere else. I'm a very intuitive person, and to me, just feels congruent. And when I sit down and talk, it's really just something I share because I feel it in the moment. And I don't think that you can really feel when you repeat something after someone else. I really think that when you're authentic and when you're authentically you, you find words that only you would use to describe something. And it's often not just about understanding a concept, but having lived it and having experienced it and then talking about it on your own terms and in your own terms, in your own words. So I think and feel that I do this, and this is what my podcast is for. And these are topics that I genuinely care about and that I also just think about on a daily basis. But sometimes, and I think this is exactly what this last sentence was aiming towards, I tend to be a people pleaser, and I don't like this about myself at all. And I sometimes am afraid of hurting someone or saying something wrong or being criticized or whatnot. So I'm sick of that. I don't want it. I'm over it. I want to leave it behind. And right now, right here, I'm making the firm decision to leave behind people pleasing once and for all because it doesn't serve me. And let this be a very kind, very honest, very upfront, and somewhat urgent reminder to you that people pleasing sucks. It sucks for you, most importantly, but it also sucks for the person opposite of you. Because how do you know if you really please someone by saying something or not? I think all of us have had this experience at least once in their life where, let's say you're in a meeting or in a work context and you're brainstorming or just coming up with ideas. I mean, in my job, that's basically what I do all day. I create designs out of ideas that I come up with. But in any work context, this happens at some point. And let's say you have an idea that you don't really mind, like you don't really think it's phenomenal. You think it's just an idea. And you decide, hey, you know what? I'm going to contribute this to the group. And so you say it. And somebody in the group is just blown away by it. And they're like, wow, that's amazing. Exactly. That's such a brilliant idea. And then they add to it and whatnot. And to you, it was just whatever. And I think the opposite is also true. Sometimes we're super excited about one thing. Like we're really excited. We're close to obsessed. And when we tell others about it, they're indifferent. They're like, good for you. But they can't relate. That just goes to show that we're all so different. If you like one thing, that doesn't mean that other people are gonna love it. And if you are indifferent to one thing, somebody else might be euphoric when they hear about it.
So how are you being you, me being me, us being individuals, how are we able to assess before we even do or say or are something if somebody else is gonna like or approve of that? I think that's impossible. So being a people pleaser, somewhat of either you think you can read somebody else's minds, which makes you somewhat overly confident, or you're just ridiculously self-centered. Because you actually believe that somebody else cares about you so much. And I don't exclude myself from that. I think people pleasers are incredibly self-centered because it's really just about the question, am I going to be liked? Am I going to be accepted? Seriously? Screw being liked. Screw being accepted. Screw what everyone else thinks. At least what everyone else thinks about you. And this is something I'm realizing right now. It's not about me. It's not about my personality, not about my character, not about my looks. It's not about me. It's a lot more about what I can contribute to this society, to the community I'm in, to my work environment, my family, my friends. What can I contribute to make this world a better place? Let's focus on that. And I think if you focus on giving, on contributing, on building and inspiring and actually bringing solutions to problems that help you and others, there is no room for people pleasing because you realize it's not about someone's opinion. A lot more is at stake. A lot more can be achieved and won. So, yeah, people pleasing is just a very low frequency behavior. Let's call it that. I don't think this is a term that exists, but I hope you know what I mean. So, yeah, the question I started with, why is everyone so fake? I think we've just found the answer. Probably because everyone's so focused on themselves. And people pleasing is not focused on pleasing somebody else. It's about the reward you get, which is attention and affection and acceptance. Love, ultimately. So it's a very selfish thing. Wanting to be liked by everyone is a very selfish act. And I don't think we should aspire to be selfish in our lives. So in my heart, I've known this for such a long time, but I've never had the courage to act it out. And it's that truth is the most important thing. Sometimes, the kindest thing you can do is to stop being nice and to start speaking the truth respectfully. And that is the antidote to everyone being so fake. And I sort of like this tiny step development on social media that we see these days that favors more authentic content. So to finish this off, let me just go on a tangent, as I like to do a lot. I've spent the last couple of weeks really diving into next level, let's call it personal development, listening to interviews by the top names in the industry, people I look up to, people I admire, and I started looking for information on the dark side of these people. And the really harsh thing, or the really difficult thing with media in general, is to assess whether something is true or not. Because the more successful somebody becomes, usually, the more haters they have, and the more extreme those haters will behave to knock that somebody down they don't like. So I don't believe anything I read in the media just because it's written somewhere, I think. And I try to fact check as much as I can. And what I've realized is that I have the tendency to be easily, I don't want to say swayed, but let's call it excited. And I've never seen myself as a particularly enthusiastic person. I've always been calm and collected, or so I thought. But when I dove deeper, I just started to realize that I've been incredibly euphoric, close to obsessed. By certain things that really matter to me and that excited me. Often those were ideas and moods and emotions, and a lot of it had to do with music. And I just realized that through attending certain business and personal development events that it's easy to get sucked into this admiration for the person who is seen as this special character in the industry. Suddenly, you believe everything they say, and you think, oh, they found the Holy Grail. They must know what they're talking about. But what we often forget is Those are also just people with their own motives, their own experiences, their own struggles and problems and challenges, and they only have their view and we have ours. So I've come to the conclusion that it's so much better to focus on me and on my thoughts and my view and my innermost feeling and intuition when it comes to my life, instead of listening to others all the time and seeking information outside of myself. So even if I set out in this episode to answer the question, why everyone's so fake, or seems so fake, I already answered it at the beginning, and I think it's some people just adopt what they hear from someone else without really thinking about it. Or they are extreme people pleasers who just want to be liked and admired. And I think on the other side of this, if you overcome it, is true authenticity and freedom and a life in and for truth. Even if that means that sometimes you gotta go and leave your known environment, everything you hold so dear, but that also holds you imprisoned to a certain degree. Sometimes it's important to just break free and do your own thing. Even if that means feeling lonely or misunderstood for a certain amount of time because, you know, you don't fit into your old life anymore, but you don't know where to go to next. I think the point is actually that we create the environment we truly fit in. It's not something we find outside of ourselves. We maybe find puzzles and pieces that we put together, but in the end, what we create is what really matters, because it is our safe and perfect space with the right people and the right places and the right things and the right feelings and thoughts. So instead of wondering why everyone's so fake, we should maybe think about why our mind is focused on fakeness around us. Maybe because there's a part of us that feels fake too, and it's time to leave it behind because we've outgrown it. So those are my thoughts on this late Wednesday. I really hope you enjoyed this episode. I know I say this a lot, but if you did enjoy, please subscribe. Please rate this podcast wherever you're listening. And if you really liked it, you can always recommend it to someone else and send this episode to a person who'd benefit from it. Thank you so much for tuning in. I really appreciate you, and I will catch you next week. Stay tuned. Bye.